Hi everyone, this is Evan Murray with Music Industry Insights. You can reach me at evan@musicindustryins.net. That's evan@musicindustryins.net. Write me. Tell me what you think of the podcast. Tell me what you think of the other podcasts that you've listened to. Let's start a conversation. You got questions? I got answers. You know what I'm saying? All right, so today, right now, in whatever time period it is that you're listening to this, at this moment, this podcast is about one of these one-stop shops in a country. Much like Wonderwall Media, based out of Kerala in India, Music Event is in Sweden, and Music Event is a full production company, so that means they do video, they do audio, like, you know, you can get full recorded mastered songs there, you can get music videos shot, or you can get live performances shot, and they also do festivals. You know, they have the sound gear to do touring for an artist and to do sound. Music Event is also a agency, so they also book a lot of shows. Now, they cater to a wider span, like they'll do weddings and they'll do pubs, but they do everything, you know, it's really about what you're aiming for. And they're also an artist management company. And the interesting thing is that they manage quite a successful artist named Chris Clatford, who got his real fame from appearing on a show called America's Got Talent. And his song, he did a cover song of Imagine, and it went viral. You know, it was shared by all the hosts of the show, and it went crazy viral. I think it's America's Got Talent. I'm not really a TV guy, so maybe it's like one of the other ones, but it's the big one with like, you know, that Simon guy and the Howie guy who don't like to touch people or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, it's the big one. So Music Event is one of these, you know, companies that you can go to and you can talk to about booking and, you know, doing events and, you know, customizing your career. Much like you can do, like I said, with Wonderwall Media. This is kind of the new thing. And I think bands, artists, management companies, export agencies, you need to listen to this because you need to understand that you can control your destiny in another country. That means that you don't necessarily have to go to showcase conferences in order to meet, you know, these different faculties of people that you have to amalgamate together in order to, you know, have a successful ploy into another country. If you meet a company like this, like Wonderwall Media, like Music Event, you can literally hire them to do everything that you want to do. And I think people really need to key into this because, unfortunately, one thing that musicians have to come to some terms with is that their career is not going to be free. Like, it's just not free to have a career. Like, if it takes you years to master or to try to master your instrument or your voice, you know, your vocals, and it costs money to record and it costs money to buy your instruments. Look, I just did that entirely backwards. That was interesting. But if it costs money to have all the tools and the preparation and the ability, you know, to chase down this career, why wouldn't you understand that this is an entrepreneurial business? You know, because that's exactly what it is. Like, if we're going to talk about what the music business is for a musician or an artist, it's a entrepreneurial go at it. And I think that has to be a common understanding because there's just a lot of people that are willing to, you know, they're willing to spend money on plane tickets and they're willing to spend money on consultations. and they're willing to spend money on, you know, fancy videos and, you know, recording engineers and stuff like that. But when it comes down to having a company like Wonderwall Media or Music Event, or like one in Asia like Blackstar. Now Blackstar is different. They're not a production company, but they're like a full PR and marketing and agency company. When it comes to these one-stop shop companies, like that's where your career is. Like this is where you pay a company in order to develop your career. Now, if the company thinks it can make money off of you, I'm sure that you can work out a deal, you know, without, you know, having to pay the company. But this is a business, and sooner or later, people got to start realizing it's a business. So you kind of get what you put in, you know. And I mean, yes, some people are fortunate enough that they meet somebody rich, and that person is well connected, and they take their career to the next level, and they can make all the money in the world off them, because that's the basically the old model of the music industry. But that, you know, I mean, that happening is, you know, it's probably more likely you'll get hit by lightning. So in the reality of the music business is you have to be an entrepreneur, and you just have to understand the music industry as an entrepreneur. And after I'm saying all these things, and I just went on a rant for like the last 3 minutes, here is Music Event in Sweden. Please listen. Please take what you need out of this. Extract the information. Use it. And enjoy.
Of a company called Music Event. It's an agency and management company. So, Nicholas, nice to see you here today. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about your history and how you got involved in the music industry and what's going on.
How long time do we have? It's a long
I'm here all night.
Okay. I'm gonna keep it short.
Okay.
My name is Niklas, and I have the company Music Event. We call it Music Event. It's Music Event in English.
Music Event. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Music Event.
Okay.
And I started with that company 2003. And it was like a troubadour, one-man playing company from the beginning. So I was troubadouring on ships, cruising ships, and pubs. And then I started to book other troubadours also. I don't know if you say troubadour in Canada, do you?
You can. It's a one, you're basically like a guy who has a one-man act. Like if you're programming on a keyboard, or you have a bass drum you're tapping on while you're playing. Like you're just you're a solo guy, right? Putting on a show.
Solo guys. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Troubadour is the right word, by the way. So
Yeah.
English.
Yeah. So I was Yeah, but I started with that, and then I started to book some other troubadours also. And then it came bands, and there were also, then I had the opportunity to buy equipment. So I started with stages and equipment in 2009, and it got bigger and bigger. And from the beginning, I haven't got any education. I've just been director from ninth grade. I've been working since then.
Okay.
I just went some courses for music, pop and jazz in Finland. So I'm from Finland also. I've been living in Finland for many years.
Okay.
So then I was playing a lot in bands myself also. But if we get to 2009, we started to be a little bigger company. So we started to book artists also a little bit more, like for festivals and cruising ships and a lot of different kind of places. Cooperative things also. Because we could, like our company is built that we can like take everything from us ourselves and just go and build an event or something, or stage or a festival. We don't need to hire things from others. We just
right, like everything. So you're a self-contained production company, which means people can work with you, collaborate with you to put on shows, well, put on music events, right? Or entertainment events. So they can, so like not only can you book and you have lots of connections, but you can also provide the sound, the lights, full production, even video production, right?
Yeah, we did a very big investment. So we are just waiting for cameras and everything now. So it will be here in 3 weeks.
Wow. Congratulations.
So then we can start to make video production, streaming, and etc. So it's going to be great because then we can have like everything. And that's
super exciting. I work with a big company in India, right? And what they do is it's very similar to what you're talking about, except they're not agency so much. They're more festival. But what they're doing is, they have all this stuff that they can create PR, like PR marketing material. So they can put you on like their, you know, like shoot you on their TV show, put you in a major festival, put you through these networks. And it sounds like you guys are developing yourself into this like one-stop shop where like if an artist wants to develop or say an export office wants to develop artists, they can contact you and talk to you about developing. Now, are you guys only based in Sweden? Are you based in a part of Sweden? Where can, like, if an export office, say like the export office in, say in, I don't know, somewhere in Canada gets a hold of you and says, hey, we'd like to develop 5 artists. Like, tell us what you can do for us. What would your answer be there?
We can always help with like bookings and festivals. Like PR, we are not so good at yet because we don't have any employer that just
well.
Do that.
There's, let's be honest, there's PR doesn't really exist anymore either, right? Like,
no, you do it yourself.
let's just be honest. Like, there's no people aren't looking at one television station or one magazine or one radio. Like, nothing exists like that anymore. So, I mean, it's really up to the artist to have a fan base, right? Like,
But this is the compliment that we now have working with you, Live at Heart, because that's a very good compliment for our company, because then we can invite people from abroad and let them play in Sweden. And we can also send you guys, bands or artists from Sweden to you. So this is a very good complimentary for our company, because then we can... this is a way to get artists out.
Absolutely. And it's also a way, I guess, for you guys to see if you want to work with artists inside of, like, so do you guys primarily work in the, like, in the Västerås area, or is it like Sweden in total, or?
It's whole Sweden, and also a little bit in Finland, because I've been living there. So I have a lot of connections there over there.
Okay.
And we
Norway, any Norway at all?
Not yet, but hopefully we are trying.
Well, Mikael goes into Norway quite a bit still, right, with his band. Can be something there.
I hope so. So not with sound equipment, because it's very difficult to take equipment from Sweden to Norway. You have to have it in, through the custom and everything. It's like it gets too expensive for the customer.
They're very protective, are they? They're protective.
Okay. But we've been to Finland with sound and the artists a lot before this corona came, and we did festivals and also in Finland. So it's not difficult. But we are trying to get more artists, because we have the cruising ships that we book. So we are searching for, but that's more like entertainment, like piano entertainment or band entertainment. It's not like a singer-songwriter or an artist. They are artists, but they are like playing, you know, cover bands and those things. And those people we get from abroad, from London, we have one guy, and we have some from Denmark and a little bit different kind in Europe.
Okay, so you guys are active in doing this with the production company that you own. Like, this is full in, it's operating. You guys have a really good idea of how to make things work. Now you're incorporating video inside of shows so that you can shoot performances. You can create, you can create multimedia content for people who want to develop, right?
Because when we started this to invest in streaming, we were still in a hard pandemic, yeah. and then we just said that I don't think streaming is gonna be the main thing after this is when this is over, but I think it's gonna be both. It's gonna be live, but people also want to choose if they want to look at the stream. So you can do like a festival, you can do concerts and everything, but you can also allow people to just stream it, not be like an audience in place.
Well, I think so, Nicholas, like what you guys are doing, it's like for okay. So a lot of the big bookers around the world, what they look for is they actually want to see a band's live performance, right?
Yeah.
And that means like they want, if you can make a high quality video with good sound and you have that, you can actually use it as material to get bookings. So yeah. What you guys are doing is really offering a really powerful, product for artists mm-hmm. who are developing as well. So I think that's really exciting. Not only can you play shows with you guys, tour with you guys, but you can also get, your marketing material from you guys
too. We started a corporation with a big hotel in Västerås now. So we have our own filming studio there.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
The studio's already ready over there, but it's not so big, but sing songwriter, it's no problem. Wow. And meetings. So that's why I bought this streaming equipment now. So we can start, I think we start in September and it's going to be the first meeting. And hopefully also live at heart. It's going to record from there.
So now Music Event isn't just an agency and say, you guys are kind of like an agency development company, really, but it's also a management company.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. Tell me about that for a bit.
I've been managing a lot of bands, but it's been like cover bands and just helping them out with the financial and invoices and contract and everything. And I also had a guy called Chris Clafford as a troubadour at my company. And I always talked about him, and I talked to him, and I said, I don't know what we're gonna do with you guy. You just need to get you out.
Right. So this is somebody interesting. Like you were like, hey, there's something with this guy. Like you think,
yeah,
you think he can be special, kind of thing.
2011, I met him first time at the gig. I was doing the sound, and he was playing on stage, and I said, this guy is incredible. And that's how we started to talk to each other. And then I took over his bookings as a troubadour. And then he went to Idol a couple of times. And then the last
time... So that's pretty big, right? So he went into... Now, what Idol? Did he go into Swedish Idol?
Swedish Idol.
He's a guy who's touring solo, okay? So he's got his guitar playing. You meet this guy. You're like, hey, I think you're really good. I can work with you, help you do your career. Is that how it starts?
It started like that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, so what happened at the Swedish Idol? Tell me about that. Is that really popular in Sweden? Like, is that?
Yeah, it's very. That's the only thing to reach out to people. It's like, Idol TV production, because otherwise, it's like you said in the beginning. It's you have to promote yourself and get your fan base.
So that's big. That's very. Really, so it's is really, it? It's like American Idol in America. Like Americans want to see. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty the same. And he didn't tell me that he went to Idols to audition. He just went there. I think it was the third time or something. And then I saw it. Then he called me and said, I got into Idol Sweden, and he started there. And I phoned him every TV show, and I just asked him to, don't forget me. Don't forget me.
Okay.
And he was just laughing all the time. And I said, okay. He's probably like other artists. He just go and win Idol, and then he just don't remember me anymore. But then I got a phone call from a booking agency in Sweden, United States. It's a very big one. And they said that they are going to start book Chris. But Chris had said to them that he won't allow them to book if Niklas, like me, is not with them.
Whoa! Okay, wow. So this is he must have really... This is a good relationship, and... He got major opportunity, and he still came back and said, no, like, this is my friend. He's coming with me.
it covered me.
Wow.
And then I told him when we had a meeting, I said, you need to have a manager, because otherwise they're going to eat you up. Because if you have so many shows and you have to have someone to organize everything. And he said, yeah, but I have one. Oh, okay. Who is that? Because I need to call him. And then Chris says, but that's you, man. And it was okay. So wow.
That's what a compliment, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really big. And I had to learn a lot, because I need to read books and try to connect other managers, how these things work, because he was like going straight up and there was a lot of things happening all the time. So the first thing that I did, usually when they do idols, they maybe have an half a year of break or something. They go into the studio, they make recordings and everything, but they forget about the live shows. But I did instead. I said to Chris, you're going to work a lot of live shows this year. So we booked him 180 gigs in 1 year. He was playing almost every day. And he was tired.
That's every second day. He's literally playing every second day.
He was on tour all the time, and we made a lot of television, radio shows and everything, and just tried to build up his fan base. That was the priority, to play all the time as much as possible around Sweden. So that's what he did, and he got a big fan base, and everything was going good, still going good. Then one day we got a call from AGT, America's Got Talent, who wanted him for an audition in LA.
So they reached out to you. So yeah. AGT, America's Got Talent, they found Chris and they said, hey, we like this guy. We want to put him on our show.
Yeah, they wanted to. He had to go like the right way all the way. So he had an audition first.
Okay.
Just to get in there. And they have probably heard the Imagine. So they wanted him to play Imagine first. So we went there. I think I was there 8 or 9 times with him, every time on AGT. And it was huge. It was a very fantastic show and very good organized. Very easy, but we learned a lot and met a lot of people. And I was also there for 1 week by myself, just having a meeting with different kind of agencies, recording companies. So everything was like going straight up. But then Corona came and everything went bad.
I remember seeing your guys' post. You guys almost got stuck in the United States.
Oh, and yeah.
You guys were in the United States at the time when this happened.
Yeah, I will never forget that day. It was 12th of March. 2019, and we were at LA airport, and it was something wrong with our plane, so it was a little bit, we didn't know if we got home or not, because they said that we don't know if the plane is going to be fixed or. But then one guy just helped us, so we had to fly like, I think it was 20 hours or something, because we had to go like a different route to come home. Wow. But we landed then on Saturday 13th. And then it was the lockdown in the States. So we just straight out. And so we had a little bit of luck. But we done it. And it was a hell of a ride.
No kidding. And I mean, I know that his performance on America's Got Talent, I mean, people can look at it on YouTube. They can just put in Chris Clatford, Imagine. And I mean, you guys are... It's nearing 100 million views now. You know, yeah, I mean, it's so high up there. It's crazy. I mean, and if you were probably to add all the separate videos of that together, it probably would be well over 100 million, right? Like it probably would.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think
but
so.
It's like, but you always have to, like Chris and I had, you when you have an artist and you have a relationship that I have with Chris, you need to talk to each other all the time. And you have to have a plan, and you have also have to stick to the plan.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk to you about is being that now, you know, you've tasted real success. Like you have an artist that has real world success. And by no means is this easy at all, because the world is fractured when it comes to, you know, actual fame now. So you're in the midst of this, and that's what I want to talk to you about next. I want to talk to you about,
yeah, no.
Tell me about being a successful manager.
I don't call myself a successful manager. I just doing my work and
right. But there's like, what do you think are the most important things about being a good manager?
Rely on each other.
You have to have a relationship.
Yeah, it's like a relationship. You need to know everything about each other. And you also have to, it's very important to listen to the artist, but also when he is down, you have to know how to get him up. Because always when you're an artist, sometimes you can make songs like 3, 4, 5, 6 songs, and sometimes you can't find the songs. So you just have to pick him up. And also don't be afraid to ask other people about like for help, or if you got an idea, maybe you need to ask how to get there. You mustn't be afraid to ask other people.
So you're saying take chances. If you see opportunities, go, you know, check them out, go for it, kind of thing. Yeah.
And also, it's very important to have the financials, so you know, sometimes it's gonna cost money to get there. So you have to build it up, and that's what I meant by you need to do the gigs, you need to go out playing, and you need to save the money so you have money to do marketing and everything. And not just like Chris is not an artist that spends a lot of money. He's a normal person, and that's good for him, because then you can save the money and build up your career with the money that you've been saving, because you don't get anything for free.
Right. And what are some of the biggest challenges like being a manager in Sweden? Like, can you tell me about that? Is there things that you can identify that, you know, like hurdles you have to jump or cross in order to, like, you know, try to attain that success?
I think it's very hard to get your music out on radios, for example, because radio, you know, it's not always the people that decides what's on radio. It's always people on the radio who decides what they're gonna let out.
And I mean, radio is kind of where you go to listen to they're selling advertisement space, yeah. Right? So yeah. They need you to be popular, kind of thing.
Yeah, they need that. And sometimes, like, you know, if you listen to radio, always it's like the same artist playing. I think it would be good to have like an artist like Chris sometimes, just to break the pop off a little bit and just have a little more coziness and a real talent playing on the radio.
Instead of the same thing over and over and over again.
Right? Yeah, I can't understand that. So that's one struggle that you have. But also you need to have like Spotify, you need to have the artists going out on the social medias, doing stuff like just talking to the fan base, or doing Instagrams. If something's happening, you need to have like a plan how we're gonna get so many people as possible to hear this thing or see you on Instagram. Because if you get a song out, let's say tomorrow I will have a single out, that single will be forgotten in 10 days. Because people, if they don't see, let's say like Chris, if you don't see Chris Clafford somewhere in the Instagram or Facebook or TV or radio,
you forget
right away. So you need to work really, really hard on the social media and the PR, so people just hear your name. Because if you hear, Chris, we need to go and listen to his Spotify, for instance, or YouTube channel or something else. So you need always to be, because they are not the same people watching your Instagram every day. you have your fan base, you have those followers that's probably going to see it, maybe 20% of them is going to see what you're doing on Instagram one day.
But now this is different, right? Like this is like people really didn't have to worry about this so much in 2009 or say when you were an artist and touring. Like it's a different, like before you were chasing writers and chasing people to kind of get your PR done for you. But now, like what you're saying in managing a popular artist like Chris, like you have to stay on this every single day, like make plans. Yeah. Right.
Plans so, and have a plan, because you need to have a plan and stick to the plan. So we always, since 2018, we have plans all the time. We have meetings like every month and we go through a plan, what we're going to do. And then we try to stick to the plan. It's not so easy to stick to the plan. Something can happen. Maybe a song isn't so good that we were thinking or something. But then you need to have a plan to do next move, the next move. So, but you always have to have a main plan. Otherwise,
so like being prepared is really important. Like the way that you see it is like you want to be able to see things like months ahead of time.
A little bit before. And also, like manager, I'm the one who's taking all the. Let's say if an artist say I don't want to do this, or he doesn't like the song or something, the artist don't. Usually the artists don't want to tell them by themselves. They use the manager.
You're their shield. So you become
the shield. Yeah.
You become the communicator. That's a.
I'm the pain in the ass for many. I like to be kind and everything. And I try to be, as we like talk, try to find a solution with everybody. But it's not so easy because there are always people that think they are higher than me. And they need to show it. And for me, it doesn't matter. I'm a small village guy from a small village town. I don't mind.
Right.
So I'm kind of also what I've been learning these couple of years now, like 3-4 years. The manager doesn't need to be in front. The manager can always be a little bit laid back, but he's always there organizing. And taking care of the artist, but you don't need to be in the front. You don't need to be in a newspaper. You don't need to be like on TV shows, because it's the main thing is that you are there and taking care of the artist.
So it sounds like you're kind of like, you know, like you have a few different roles. Like you're one thing is like you're a coordinator. So you're coordinating plans. You know, you're a planner. You're creating plans. Then you're coordinating them. You're also like a coach where you're trying to, you know, be supportive and say, hey, like if we want to succeed here, we have to do this, this, and this kind of thing. So it sounds like you have a multiple roles, and then plus you have to have a super trusting relationship that this person believes you have their best interest, because that's essentially what's going on, is that, you know, you're kind of trying to take care of the artist so the artist can be successful, and in that way you're successful, and it depends on the artist. So you're saying you can really stay out of the limelight completely and kind of be the support system. Is that?
Yeah, okay. That's true. Because that's why it's hard to find new artists, because you need to have them trusting me, what I'm good at doing.
Mm-hmm. But
at the same time, you can't be good if you don't have a good artist.
Right.
That believes in you. And I believe in the artist, because then it gets together. Then you can do magical things. But it's a hard work, and you never know if you come up there. But you have to believe that someday we're going to be at the top.
Right, because, I mean, that comes back to you thinking, like, if you think something is special that you want to invest time and money in, so the thing is, like, honestly, Nicholas, like, Music Event is kind of like a new age record label in a way. Because it's everything. Like you have management, you have booking, you have the ability to create the marketing and PR materials. You have all the gigs. Now you're connected to a showcase conference as well. So not only can you like book bands and manage bands and create all their marketing, but you can also give them opportunity for international, you know, you can give them international opportunity, and you can give international artists as well opportunity in the business you're doing. So you're like when we were to, if we were to say, hey, well, let's, you know, like what's Warner Bros., like what's Universal Music? What is that? You know, like, and we had to like take it apart by say it's by its pieces, right? Like what does a label actually do? I mean, in the modern world, I mean, that you're kind of existing as that entire platform in a way, you know?
Yeah, in a way. But like Universal or Warner Brothers or whatever, they have been in the market like so many years.
They created it basically.
They have their own fan base and everything. So
yeah,
it's gonna take many years to get up that on that stairs. But
right.
Let's say like management is there can be. I think it's three or four different kind of management. A manager can be like taking care of financial. It can be a manager taking care of PR, can be a organizer, and also the manager that takes care of like the organizer, but a little bit more like for gigs and bookings and everything. So there are like four or five different kind of managers. In my case, I'm doing almost everything because that's how we started. But then now I've been, like we have a girl, Chris' girlfriend, her name is Bob, and she's now like taking care of the PR and social media. So now she's taking care of that. Then we have Chris has an own video company also. So he makes his own videos. So they are taking care of that. So that's how we're just trying to work together like a team, and everything is in-house. Everything is in-house.
In-house, yeah. I mean, and that's what kind of makes it powerful. So how many artists is Music Event working with right now? Do you guys have a roster?
At the moment, we have two artists that we are management
on. Okay, so you're a booking agency, but when it comes to management, this is very specific of what you're trying to accomplish with this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys will book artists that have other managers, like you'll work
like
you're open to work with everybody kind of thing.
Everybody, yeah.
Okay,
because in my point of view, it's the customer that decides what he wants. So right. if he wants Bryan Adams, then we fix that. If he wants you too, we fix that too. It doesn't matter because I have the connections how to get the artists, so it's no problem for us. But now we have Chris Clafford, and we have one girl called Mikaela Lord, a Swedish singer that we also have management on. But then we have a lot of party bands, a lot of pianists that's under our umbrella that we're taking care of. So we are making a lot of contracts. We are having invoices and everything also for them. Just looking after them, paying them salary every month.
Wow. That's awesome, man. So are you guys open to working with export offices around the world? Are you looking to work with international companies to raise their artists in Sweden? Like how does that work? Like, do I already need to be established to work with you guys? Like, do I need a fan base, or can I come to you as a developing person?
I think that's why we have Live at Heart, because that's one platform that we can help out with. I don't think we have the power to take on a new artist in the management, but maybe if we get some, let's say we get, if we could, how we say, if an artist contact us and we like the artist very much, then of course we're gonna try to fix like gigs in Sweden. That's no problem. That's why we have Michael. Is very good at that, fixing festivals and gigs. But I think that the platform Live at Heart is going to be very good for that, because then we can see them in live performance also.
Right.
And we can change like you to other countries takes from Sweden and we take from the other countries. So that's no problem. But it's like I'm trying to get Chris to Canada. I've been trying that for many, many months, years. But then came the corona and everything. So we are trying to get a tour as fast, as soon as possible. Maybe next year in the beginning of the year, trying to make a tour, Canada and United States probably. So we are working on that all the time. And I think it would be nice to have, like, we've been talking about this before, and it's like have a sing-songwriter from Canada that's opening for Chris, and then we have Chris coming up later, and he can be solo. He doesn't need a band. So if we can just find places, and just try to work together with that. So if we have someone in Canada that's coming up, and maybe he can be also famous, girl or him, a boy, and just try to cooperate with each other. And then we can take the Canadian artist over to Sweden and do the same thing.
Yeah, no, that's really good. So you guys are, because like your management is like sort of like it's kind of a unique thing, right? Because you're not developing artists. You're working with artists that, you know, like Chris went off, he got big. And now you're saying, okay, let's take you into the North American marketplace, right? Mm. So you're looking to develop him there, but, you know, develop him in a way that you can offer development back in Sweden as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing that is very hard, because it's not like many people just think that's very easy. Just, I mean, why don't Chris go to Canada and play? It's not so easy. You need
especially if you want to survive there and make money and play in front of a good audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you need to have help. And that's what I've been talking about. You need to reach out a hand and say, hey guys, can you help me please? We need to have a tour now. So this is how it works.
Okay.
It's the same thing to get the artist on the radar. You can't get a Swedish artist on radio in Canada if you don't have a label in Canada that promotes your artist.
Yeah, and you know, to be really, really honest, difficult. to work with the premier radio trackers in Canada it's exceptionally expensive too. You know, like I won't mention any names, but there are companies based in Canada where it's like a 3-month radio plug, like plugging radio for 3 months. You're looking at somewhere around $12,000 for that. And I mean, that doesn't even guarantee anything, right?
No.
So that's that's probably like 10,000, 9,500 American. So that would be like maybe 5,000 krone, you know, 5,000 Swedish krone.
I think 50,000.
150,000, right. It's double, double and a half, not half, right? Sorry. But yeah, and that doesn't guarantee anything. That's just to shop to the major radio stations, you know, like you're playing your odds there. So, I mean, yeah, if it works, great. Then you're going to have a radio hit. But if it doesn't work, you know, bye-bye money. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's
very hard working, and I'm not giving up. I'm not in a hurry either. So it's like Chris and I said, we don't need to be there right away.
Yeah.
We're just working slowly and have a plan and stick to the plan. And hopefully someday we will be in Canada and playing on radio.
I hope, yeah, man. I mean, like before the pandemic happened, we were actually talking about that with some agents and stuff. And the pandemic kind of just rearranged everybody's life. And to be really honest, like, I don't even know, like, yes, the United States is completely open. I've done these podcast interviews with agencies and festivals. It's open. Like, people are touring and playing festivals. I mean, Foo Fighters sold out Madison Square Garden 3 weeks ago. It's like the pandemic never happened. But Canada is not that way. Canada is closed still, right? So, you know, like you're dealing with two total, you know, like.
Yeah, we need to. And United States, that's not the main thing. We have Holland, we have Germany, we have
Germany. Denmark. Huge. Yeah. Yeah.
So just have the plan and hopefully we get there.
All right. And so this year you're going to be doing some video recording for and doing the production for Live at Heart and Vastros. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
How many venues are you running at once this year? Do you know?
No, I don't know now.
Okay.
I'm a little bit of a holiday, so I don't remember.
So, and then we also have a really unique thing happening with Live at Heart Orebro, Live at Heart in Kalmar, which is Southeast, Live at Heart Vassero. So it sounds like we might be able to work in some things between the conferences as well. Maybe some touring for artists, exchange programs.
That's in September.
Yeah. So not this September though, because, well, actually they're saying Sweden's going to be open and back in business by September. So
yeah,
it's a real, man, it's just too hard, man, making plans right now. So
It's very hard, and I think it's like we say in Sweden, it's a common thing to say, like, you have to sit in the boat and just take it easy. Don't rush.
Let the ocean's going to move you, not you move the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because
we need to have, we just need to wait, and hopefully the vaccine is going to work, and we can start work like we did before.
Like we did before, so, yeah.
Yeah. This is all right. What we...
Well, thanks a lot for joining me today, Nicholas. It's really informative. It's really nice to learn about music events and, you know, learn about like what kind of things you're doing with music events, and learn about your management side, and also how you're involved with Live at Heart Västerås. That's really, it's great information. And I hope anyone listening really gets something out of it. And thanks for spending time with me and, you know, discussing all this.
A lot of fun.
Okay, man, you take care of yourself. And
yeah,
I'll be seeing you at some point anyways. I'll be seeing you soon.
I hope so.
Okay.
Hope so. Okay.
Okay. Take care, Nicholas.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.